Today's daf in Masechet Nida is daf Mem Zayin, brought to you by Chomot Yerushalayim, and we are holding at the Hilik Mishnah in the middle of the daf. Mashal Mashlu Chachamim Ba'isha. The Chachamim made a metaphor for the maturation process of a woman, and they compared her, of all things, to a Teina. Could you keep it a little quieter? Why to a Teina of all things? Because that's exactly where it all started. So there's two things should be compared to. One is a Teina, and one is an Etrog. Of course, it's the Targum of the Ta'avah Hilei. And we will talk about both of them today. So the metaphor was in terms of the development of a Teina fruit. There are three stages. There's a stage of Paga, Bochel, and Samal. So, Paga, we're going to define what these stages are. Paga, while she's still Paga, and of course that is the English fig, Faga. So while she's still Faga, she is Oda Tinoket, so she's not yet a Na'ara. The Shir of Bochel, that is Yimei Ne'ureha, and during the time of Yimei Ne'ureha, which is 6 months from the onset of her Na'arut, it's still true that Omru Avia Zakai, Bezo, both during Yimei Na'arot and during Yimei Katnut, Avia is Zakai b'mitziyata u'v'maaseyadeha u'behafarat nidareha. So if she finds anything or she works and gets a salary, the father is okay in it, and if she makes a neder, he can be made for her neder. Tzamal, that shiur, is the shiur of Bogeret, and kivan shebagrat shuvein lavia rishut ba. And once she's already reached the stage of bagrut, her father has no rishut in her. Ezehu simanim. What defines? Now Rashi learns that this ezehu simanim is a reference back directly to what we just read. In other words, what is the shear of tzamal, and what is the shear of bagrut? In other words, however, the Rabbeinu Tam argues very forcefully against this. And even though the Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayos agrees with Rashi's approach, in the Mishneh Torah he agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam's approach, and that this is a reference to the Shir of Na'arut. And we're going to see the arguments based on our understanding of the Gemara to come. Let's just take into consideration right now that there are two approaches, Ramban, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rambam in the Mishneh Torah on the one hand, and there's Rashi in the Rambam and the Pirshei Mishnayot, some other Rishonim, on the other hand, the latter saying that it's a reference to Bagrut, which is the simple meaning of the Ezeo Siman, to Batzal, to Tzamal, to the last piece. So what are the Simani? Rav Yossi Aglili Yomer, Nishiyala Hakemet Tachat Hadad. All of these Shirim are essentially Shirim in the development of breasts. So we're looking at Simonim in Simonim that Chazal called Lamala, upper Simonim, all of course. All simonim are secondary sexual characteristics, the way that would be viewed in English. These are simonim of where she's at in puberty. So the simon, of the first simon of either tzamal or of bochel, is that the breasts are sufficiently developed that there's a little bit of a fold in the skin under the breast. It's not simply popping out a little from her chest. Rabbi Akiva Omer.
The breast or the nipple?
The breast. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says it's not quite that. It's actually Mishiyatu Hadadim. It's actually slightly more. There has to be a little bit of a bend. So that is not just that the breast is sticking out and is big enough to cause a little bit of a fold underneath. It's that there's actually sufficient growth that already begins to sag a little bit. It can bend from side to side. Now, of course, the pitomet is similar to the word we use for the etrog, and Rashi actually brings it. Nitlap timato by the etrog, which is another beautiful mashal for a woman based on Kanina. So that the actual nipple is what we're talking about over here, and that area should become darkened. Now, this is not talking about the aurora in the area around the nipple. That we're going to see later on is a different shear. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kidei Shiye Noten Yado Ala Oketz. This is a reference to the nipple. Press down on the nipple, Vushokea, it presses down sufficiently to be shoher lachzor. It doesn't just pop right back up like your own nipple would, but there's enough of a breast under it that it takes its time for coming back up. Okay, says the Gemara. Paga, we're using, where these lashonot come from? Paga is odatinoket, it's a reference to, on the teina, very early stage, of just beginning to notice the growth of the fruit, which in a tinoket, in a young girl before puberty, there is a budding, so to speak, of breasts, actually called budding in English, which is the same word as chanta fageha. So, teina chanta fageha. Bochel refers to yumeha neurim, and that word we see in the Mishnah, ha-te'inim, there we're talking about what the shear is of the chiyav of ma'aser of te'inim, and we use there too, for the fig, a lashon of mishi yibachelu, which means that there is a shear of bochel, and Rabbi Barachan Amarav explains that that shear of bochel by the te'ina is mishi yalbin roshayim. So in other words, when we already see a change in the growth of the te'ina, so that there's a change at the tip. Here too, we need to see changes in the tip of the breast. And that's the same shear as our metaphor here in the Te'ina. V'yibay Te'imo, we can find actually a posik that is meramed that Bahala is a shear of Gugido. Even though this is not the way in modern Hebrew we would have understood the posik, but it works out very well for this time of the year, because this, of course, is the end of the posik of the Akhidat Shoshet HaYeroim V'Yerach Echad, which we've been discussing for the past 2 weeks. And the end of that pasuk mentions Bochel. So it says, V'atikzar nafshi bayem, that I am disgusted with them. V'gam nafsham b'chalabi. So we would take that to be in a modern Hebrew, they are nauseated by me. I'm disgusted by them, they're nauseated by me. Because we take that word b'chala for b'chilat, which means nausea. There's no other Hebrew word for nausea except bochel. However, based on this Gemara, as Rashi understands the pasuk in Zechariah as well, the meaning is that their nefesh has filled me up to the point of nausea. So in other words, gam nafsham has grown very big in my stomach, so to speak, to the point where I need to spit it out, to vomit it out. And another meaning would be the lashon of tzamal, and that is simply a notrikon. Tzamal is yatzta mele'a. That's the point that she already sprouts completely, and she's yotzeit mirshut avia completely. Yezeo simanim, what are the simanim? Rav Yossi Aglili omer, mish yale hakemet. When there's already a fold underneath the breast. Or mashmul, that doesn't mean literally that you would see Mishiyala Hakemet Mamash, that she's sitting at ease, and you see a fold under her breast. It's G'day Shetachzir Yadeh Lachoretz. A little girl is trying to show off her breast. So she puts her hands behind her back and sticks her chest out. So then, at that point, you'll see a little fold of skin under the breast. V'nir eat K'mishiyala Hakemet Tachat Hadad, but it doesn't mean literally Shiyala Hakemet. Shmuel took his maid and kept a close watch on all her stages of development, which was a bit embarrassing for her. And he, of course, was a doctor, so it wasn't all that embarrassing. And he paid her for embarrassment. And that's because Shmuel is l'shitato, that he holds that the Torah only gave us a right to work with Kenanim, not to embarrass them. Yomar Shmuel la'olam v'hem ta'avodu la'avodan etatim. I've given them to serve you, but not to be caused embarrassment by you. V'lo levushah. So therefore, he had to pay her. Now, as Tosfos points out, it's a little bit of a problem to pay her, because everything that the eved gets is owned by the other, and he is the other. So what good is there in paying her? So Tosfos says that it wasn't a chiyuv to pay her, but he wanted her to be ma'achon, so that he should not be punished for this, because he didn't have a right to be ma'achon. So he made a deal with her that she should feel happy at the fact that she was used as a medical experiment. But anyway, this year he found in her watching her grow up. Shmuel, because of that, was also miyachet, who he used to take an eved And he would make that Evet her permanent mate, because he felt that just to have her playing around with one guy one night, one guy with it, however he wants it, is an embarrassment for her. It's like treating her like a prostitute, because he held that he had to be makbid on her busha. So he was miyachid her an Evet. Whereas Rav Nachman was not makbid on the busha, and he, because he has a right to her reproduction, so he would change around her mates, because that way she was more likely to get pregnant. So it would be makbid for him. Rav Sheshet would give her to an Arab, Masar lehem la'aravi, Mi'omar lehem, and he would tell his mates, "Is the Arumi Yisrael, you better stick with the Arabs and don't get any Jews in trouble." So the question over here is, of course, what right did he have to give her to an Arab since she had a din? Once she's a shivcha, she has a din of a giyorit, got the fee of Yisrael. So this is a major machlokas we've shown you. Many we've shown you in Madaik from here that there is no iser for a Jewish woman to sleep with a goy. And Lamai said, we paskin that there is an iser derabbanan if it's pitzina, and if it's rather sort of derech znud. She's just sleeping around. It's a rabbanan asr. If it's derech chatnut, then it's an iser taira. That's how we pass it. But that's against the das of many of the rishonim. So because of that, she's saying anyways. So because of that, the rabbanan, if you hold it's an iser rabbanan, then they had to be mechalik between a shivcha and a normal bas yisrael. So why did the rabbanan not gezer on a shivcha? They said it was ridiculous to be geyser. The whole point of a shivcha is that she's sexually promiscuous, and that's the gemara, that avadim shvachot, but they don't even want to be bnei chayrin, because then they lose their promiscuity. They have to start being careful who they sleep with. It's not worth it for them. So it would be silly to make a takana. That's a joke. And that's the idea of being a shivcha is to be promiscuous. So because of that, they weren't geyser, legabi this particular halacha. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Okay, so now Rabbi Yossi, we're going to get now into the details of the simanim. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, kidei shiyehe noten yado al ha'oketz, and we don't quite know what an oketz is. So my oketz, oketz amashmu okso sheldat, that's referring to the nipple. So this is the mokom, as Rashi says, that the tinok actually suckles. Now, the problem is, and here is our first problem, Tanurabon. Here is a braita in which none of the shiurim in the Mishnah appear in the braita. So according to Rashi, it's a big problem, because the Tanurabon is Elo Ein Simanei Bagrut. The following are simanim of Bagrut. If the following are simanim of Bagrut, and Rashi learns that the simanim in the Mishnah are simanim of Bagrut, why don't they match? So that's our first problem. According to the other Rishonim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, this is a new issue. Eloheim Simani Bagrut, and the Mishnah was talking about Simani Na'arut. Fine. So let's take a look here what the Simanim are. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer, Mishi Yitkash Kishu Adadim. Now that means that the breasts are sufficiently developed that they'll bump into each other when she walks, and therefore it's much larger than the sizes that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay, so this is a different shita. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Omer, Mishiach Sif Rosh HaKotel, where the top of the nipple becomes dark. What? Mishiach Sif? I mean, that's already a skunala. I mean, that's really a lot later. She's already older. I mean, it doesn't mean literally Zekina, but relative to being a Bulgaric who's just turned mature. It's an awfully big shiur. El Omer Ravash doesn't mean Mishiach Sif, sorry. It's Mishi Yafsil Rosh HaKotel. This is, the Orach explains, is the point at which you can actually see the opening to the milk duct in the breast. So it looks like there's a pitzul in the nipple. So the nipple's not flat anymore to the eye. It seems to be split a little. Rabbi Yossi Omer, now here's the double problem. Rabbi Yossi was the one who gave the shear in the Mishnah, and the shear over there is different than this shear. So he says over here, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Misha Takif Atara. This, says Rashi, must be the same shear as Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, that Noten Yadola Oketz Veshokeah Veshoel Achzor. And this, of course, is one of the problems that the other Rishonim tell on Rashi. Why in the world would Rabbi Yossi change the way he refers to the Siman if it's both Siman and Bagrut? Again, works out very well. According to the Rishonim, we say we're talking about two different things. So, Misha Takifa Atara is a reference to the dark skin around the nipple when that becomes darkened. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Misha Ditma'e Hakaf. At the point where the kaf, and we'll see that all of a sudden we've moved from the upper body to the lower body, so on the pubes of the woman, the upper area, well, between the abdomen and our actual genitals, is a raised area that is called the kaf. It's like a tapuach, which flattens as she grows older. So in a little girl, it's swollen above the level of her vagina, and as she grows older, it becomes smoother. You know that there's three simanim that are in her upper body, three simanim on her lower body. So paga milamala biyadur shlo eviyashtei simanim. If she's still paga in her breasts, then saro, sorry, shlo eviyashtei saro. We know that she has not as yet reached puberty. Bochel milamala biyadur shlo eviyashtei saro. This is another problem that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. Because Bishlama, if Bochel is a general idea, it's one thing. But if you're telling me that I can tell that she has Shtei Sarot, you need to define what Bochel is. So how can a Mishnah use a Siman and then not say what the Siman is? So with the way we're learning, it said exactly what the Siman is. The Bochel was exactly what the Mishnah was referring to when it said Ezu Simanim. So when Rabbi Shimon here refers to a raya that you have Shtei Sarot because she's Bochel Milamala, it's a well-defined shear. That's a kind of general feeling. And that makes much more sense. And at the tzamal milamala, biyadua shenitma echakaf. And so milamala, you want to know what tzamal is, which is bagrut? You can tell by the kaf as well. That was the reference of Achein, Hayar Rabbi Shimon Omer. But obviously it doesn't mean that's the only way, because there's two siman, one milamala, one milamata. And what is that kaf? My kaf. Omer Avuna, makom tafuach, yesh, lamala miyato makom, kivan she magdelet mitma'ech v'holech. As she's mitgadelet, that becomes flatter and flatter. Shalu et Rebbe, halakha kedivrei mi, so who do we paskin like? Shalach lohu kedivrei chulam lahachmir. We will be makbid l'chumra, according to all of the above. So now, Rashi is a bit limited in this, because the simple meaning would be that the moment that she brings one of these simanim, so then we would say, okay, we already consider her to be a nara, and therefore she cannot be mima enet, and she cannot be choletza. On the other hand, we can't rely on the fact until we get the latest one of them that she should be able to be choletz. Of course, according to Rashi, that makes no sense, because he's referring, according to him, we're talking about post-Narut. We're talking about Bagrut. And already, even if it would be, even if the Shir is Narut, the only thing that would be Nogeach was already too old to be Mema Enet. So if we're talking about Bagrut, what is the Chumrah? According to the other Rishonim, that's exactly what it's referring to. This is a Shir of Narut. The moment that you have the earliest Simon over here, even the small fold of skin under the breast, you already have to assume that she cannot be mema enet. So that, but on the other hand, she can't be choletzet. You have to wait until you get the biggest siman, that the breasts are already mitkashkashot, whatever, or muftzala, whatever the shear is. That is the latest of the shearim. But obviously, Rashi can't learn like that, because he's learning that it's a reference to bagrut. So in other words, he has to say it's interesting that he brings Hechsif as if it's the oldest anyway, even though we changed it to Pitzul. But he would have to say that it means over here, the moment that you have the earliest Shi'ur, so at that point, we would have to say that, for instance, if her she accepted Kiddushin and her father accepted Kiddushin, so the earliest Shi'ur would mean we have to be Chayish for her Kiddushin, but we'd have to be Chayish for his Kiddushin. So therefore, she would need a get from both of them. That would be Lachumra. The only way that we could be absolutely certain that her Kedushin was Chal would be if she had the most developed of the Simanim. So, okay, we have different approaches in what Lachumra means, but anyway, it's clear what we would mean from Lachumra. Now, this is one approach into what Rav said. I mean, what Rebbe said. So Rav Papa and Rav Chinina, Bereder of Ika, indeed, one of them said that it was Shalom as Rebbe, Alok Divrei Mi, and Shalom Divrei Kula Nahachmer, as we just read it. On our Mishnah, on this Machloket. V'chad matnei achatzer tzurit. The other one says that this Maisa was actually a different issue completely, and Rebbe Paskin Lachumra on the din of a chotzer, where normally the halacha is that only maaser, which is ro'e pnei habayit, is chayev in maaser, but there were certain chatzerot that we gave a din of chiyev of maaser the moment that they come into the chotzer.
Syrian architecture was different, that's what
it's saying? Yes, as we'll see. But it's not so much architecture, it's a question of whether it was washed. So the Mishnah says, Ezel Chatzer, this word Tzurit does not appear in the Mishnah, but it will appear in a moment. What type of Chatzer is Mechayev in Maaser, as if it was already Roe Pnei Abayin? So Rabbi Shimon Omer Chatzer Hatzurit. It's referring to a closed Chatzer, as they have in Tzur. Sha'akelim Nishmarim Betocha, you can leave your bike there and an Arab won't walk away with it. Now, well, that's got to be a very well-watched Chatzer. So what would that mean? My chatzer atzurit, Omer Rav Abba Bachana, Omer Rav Yochanan, Shekein Bitzur, Moshivim Shomer, Al Petach HaChatzer. The derech was in Tzur, that you had, what do they call it in America? We have the, they have a word for it, a gated community. So a chatzer would have to be a gated, meaning that there's a Shomer there at the gates. And Mamela, not like the shomrim we have here in the Rova, where they can walk off with your bicycle and with your car. And this was the kind of gates they had in Sur, where they actually watched over what's inside. So that's already completely shamur. Now, anything less than that is not considered to be mechuyev in maaser. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol she'achad poteach ve'achad no'el petura. If it's the type of place where the shomer is not always there, and the door is open, you walk in, and one guy closes the door, next guy walks in. That is definitely not considered to be a shamur chotzer. We rely on people to close the door. Rabbi Nechemiah on there. Difficult for us to relate to Rabbi Nechemiah's halacha today, where people walk around the middle of the street munching. If it's a chotzer where people are ready to eat, and they don't feel they're eating in public, in a cafe, it's on face mirror. So then, that's considered to be Raya Pnei Habayit. Rabbi Yosef, Kosher Nichnas Simla. It's a type of chutz that you walk into and nobody asks you, what are you doing here? If it's like that, anything less than that is pater. If people are not going to ask him, what are you doing here? Then it's not considered to be Shomur at all. Rabbi Yudaimer, we would have Shtei Chatzerot Zolifni Mizo. So you walk through one to get to the other. The innermost one is chayev, because nobody's supposed to be in there except the people that are in there. But the chitzona would be patura, because you expect people from the pnimi to be walking through, so it's not really shamur. And in this version, shalu at Rebbe, halacha kedivrei mi, and it was here that Rebbe said, halacha kedivrei kulam lachmir. So in other words, even if it has the least of all of them, or any of them, even if it would be a contrast to the other one, it would still be chayev. So, in other words, if it would have a shomer, then even if it would be echad noel v'echad poteach, and the shomer is not always handy, or if there wouldn't be poteach v'noel that's open for people, even if there's not a shomer like Rabbi Akiva, you would be chayev. If a person is willing to eat there and isn't embarrassed, you would be chayev. Even if it would be poteach v'noel and no shomer, and so on and so forth. So therefore, we paskin whatever the situation is, that would be a chumrah to be tovelet your ma'aser.
What's the connection?
To women? There isn't any.
Just
Rebbe used that lashon, and it became confused as to whether he used it in the case of the chatzer tzuriyot Or did he use it in the case of Kulan Lahakra? See, the thing is that usually, and Mr. Shonin points out, to say Halach Gdivrei Kulan Lahakmir is usually very stupid. Because the Gemara says, if you're Pesach like everybody, L'chumra, so that's Aksil B'cheshech HaLech. So how could you pass like Kulan L'chumra? So therefore, Taisus is bothered by this. Taisus explains it. It means that he's Mesukek. So he's being Machmir makes out a Sofek. Okay, that's a little bit of a Chiddush. It leads to a lot of problems with the Chatzot series. If you hold that the issue over here is a Chatzot that's Xerim in Rabbonah. Because of the chashash that you'll patter even Raya Pnei Abayit. So why are we being Machon under Rabbanah? We should be Mekel under Rabbanah. Why should we go according to the Kulan Lechumra? But the reason, therefore, that we usually will not find, this is the only two places we had Rebbe say such a funny psak, that we be Machon under Kulan Lechumra. So there are some say he said it about Chatzot Tzuri, some say he said it about our case here.
It's even rare. It's only one case in the question.
We don't know which one. Dear President,
Dr. Hedek Mishnah.
But the Srim Shana. Okay, so we've gone from the 1 day old to the 10 day old to the 3 year old to the 12 year old to the 12 and a half year old in various stages, and now she's finally 20 years old. But she's a little bit retarded in her development. She still has not produced signs of puberty. Shloi via shtei sa'arot. What's the din? Tavira ayashi bat esrim shana v'ayelonik. Lo chaletzet v'lo b'tyabemet. At this point, the Gemara thinks that the meaning of the Mishnah is, if she can prove her birthday, then by definition, if she's reached 20 without producing signs of puberty, then she will never produce signs of puberty, and she is an Ilanit. Vehi Ilanit. We're going to see that that's not what it means. But in any event, at that stage, lo choletzet v'lo mityabemet, she is not mechuyev in Yibum, because she's not fertile. And the Torah limited Yibum to cases where it would be possible to have a child al shem ha'met. It says, I have a chorash or teled, and an Ilanit is not pat leida. So she's Ptura from Yibam. She does not require Chalitza. Walks away as if there's no problem. Igbed Esri, moving on to the male that we've gone from 1 day old to 9 years old to 12 or 13 year old, depending on the Shita. And now moving on to a Ben Esrim Shalalevi Shtei Sarot, Yaviu Raya, Shu Ben Esrim Shana, and that turns him into a Saris, which we'll see is not what it means, but it sounds like what it means. And he is a Saris, and there's no mitzvah of Chalitza or Yibam on him, he's not Mazakit, if he's the only surviving brother. Anyway, El Divrei Beit Hillel. Now, Beit Shammai Omrim, the Shiur is not 20 years old, the Shiur is 18 years, Ben Shmonasar. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, like neither of the above. But Beis Hillel is partially right, and Beit Shammai is partially right. The Zachar, indeed, is 20 years of age before he can be called a Saris, like Beit Hillel. And the Nekeva is Kedivrei Beit Shammai, and this is consistent with our approach that the Isha Mimaheret Lavolifnei Ha'ish, the female matures more rapidly than the male. Yes, the Gemara, how could the Mishnah say this if we learned in the Braita Echad li ben Tesha Shanim v'yom Echad v'echad li ben Esrim shelo evi shtei sa'arot? It's all the same to me, and it has the same din that asu biyato kimamar begadol. The problem is, if he's 20 years old, there can't be kimamar begadol. He's a Saris. So, and yet over here, it's comparing him to a typical 9-year-old. So what's going on? Omer of Shubar of Yitzchak Omer Rav, you misunderstand the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not referring to a 20-year-old that did not produce signs of puberty. The Mishnah is referring to a 20-year-old who specifically shows signs of infertility, so that he has he's unable. There's a number of different simon, and we will see later on that he has thin hair, that he does not urinate with a distance, and that his skin is very smooth and effeminate, and so on. So if he looks that way, then it means at 20 years of age that we could put it all together and say he's never going to reach puberty. But if he just is immature, but doesn't show feminine signs at all, So then, he's 20, he's still not considered to be a Godol who is a Saris, he's still a Katan. The Gemara will soon ask, so how old does he have to be to finally be considered an adult? That we'll see. Omar Rava, you can see that from the Mishnah. You read the Mishnah wrong. De Kanami. It doesn't say who's Saris, it says ve who's Saris. He's 20 years old, plus he's a Saris, meaning that we see he takes a shower and he doesn't raise any steam from his skin and so on. See, he's like a low level metabolism, does not show signs of masculinity, plus the other signs or the other signs. And he is a Saris. Shema Amina. Okay, so how long does this go on? I mean, he can't be a cut in his whole life. Till he reaches the age of 36, he's considered to be, if he gets to the 36th year, in other words, he gets through 35. At that point, Rov Shnotav is in his 36th year. He's already, at that point, considered to be a Gadol without producing neither signs of puberty nor signs of Srisut. Kiyot Elokabit Rebbe Chia. When they would bring cases like this to Rebbe Chia to see how he would paskin, he would tell them, Ikachish, if it was a thin person, Amarlohu, he would say to them, will you please fatten this guy up first? And if he was a fat slob, they would say, will you please get him to lose some weight? Akashu? Because Hanu Simonim, signs of puberty, Zinnin da'atu machmet kechishuta, Zinnin da'atu machmet briuta. Sometimes they are going to appear because of being more thin, or sometimes because of being more well-nourished. There's another girsa where it's Zinnin de'natra. Sometimes they will fall out because you can't support the nourishment of puberty without having sufficient nourishment. Or sometimes you're just so fat that the body can't maintain. You notice that fat people actually are very often effeminate. So their skin is smooth and so on and so forth for this reason. So therefore, he would say, before we make a determination, if Lamaisa, this person, is a Saris or not, first, make sure that you get them down to normal weight or up to normal weight. Amarav hilchata b'kulei pirka me'et le'et. The entire perek defines the shiurim by the same day. In other words, the birthday is what we're talking about, not the technical year. It doesn't go by the year; it goes by the person's personal birthday. That's why it says Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, meaning you're now into your 14th year. Not, it's the 14th year of your life based on Rosh Hashanah. However, you'll notice that this Mishnah didn't say anything like that. It said Bat Esrim. It doesn't say Bat Esrim V'Yom Echad. Ben Esrim, it doesn't say Ben Esrim V'Yom Echad. Nonetheless, Rav says, the entire Perek means personal birthdays. V'Hula Omar, Hula says no. Ditznan Tznan. If the Mishnah mentions your personal birthday by putting in the word Yom Echad, fine. But the Lotnan, Lotnan, if we find it missing in the Mishnah, there's obviously a good reason why it's missing. It's because in this case, it's not measured by your personal birthday. So Bishlam at Ula, according to Ula, it makes sense why we would Yom Echad, Lokatani. Then it makes sense why some Mishnayot here refer to Shiurim with the extra day to make it clear that we're referring to your own year. But according to Rav, if they're all the same, litany, why don't they all say it? Why doesn't this Mishnah say it? But the bigger problem is that Otani Rav Yossi ben Kippur Omer Mishum Rav Eliezer, that our Mishnah that says 20 years of age does not mean 20 years of personal age. It means once the 30 days pass of the final year, that is Kishnat Esrim B'chol Dvarah. It's already 20 years old, even though you're 19 years old. And a month, so obviously, is not referring to Yom Liyom. And Rebbe actually was Meira Halacha that way, almost that way. Because what he said is 18 years. So 17 years and 30 days is like 18 years. It's already Kishnat Shemana Esrei L'chol Dvarah. The problem of the difference of Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi ben Kippur is trivial, because obviously one was referring to Beit Shammai, year of 20, and one was referring of 18, and one was referring to the Beit Hillel of 20. But the problem is, according to Rav, none of it works. What, if it's supposed to be miyom liyom, how does 30 days in the year equal an entire year? Oh, says Rav, obviously this Mishnah is not going like me. But it is a machloket tanoim, and I'm referring to the other tanoim. And where do I know that there's a machloket tanoim to tanya? Shana ha'amura b'kodashim. When the Torah speaks about the number of years, so it says, let's say, keves bachnato, bachtei shanim, whatever the case is, it means your own personal birthday. The shana ha'amura b'batei arechoma refers to 2 years from the year from the date of purchase. Shtei shanim shebistei achuza refers to 2 full years from day to day from the purchase. Shei shanim shebeeved ivri, 6 years of work from day to day. V'chein shebeben v'shebebat. So the days that are mentioned in the Mishnah, apparently ben esrim, bat esrim, refers to a personal birthday. Kulam me'ed le'ed. And that's the time that I'm going according to. Now let's go through this writer step by step. Shana ha'amura b'kodashim minola. How do we know that the Torah refers to the specific birthday of this animal? Om Rav Akra by Yaakov, Om Akra keves ben shinato. Why does it say ben shinato? It should say ben shana. So clearly, it's referring to a personal ben shinato, its own personal birthday. Shinato shalo, velo shana shemenyana olam. How do we know that that means a year from the very day of the purchase? From the moment that it personally was sold. How do we know 2 years that are measured by steachuza? How do we know that that is from the date of the sale? Were we darshan? 2 years worth of tfua can sometimes equal 3 crops. So, pa'amim sh'ata mocher shlosha tfuot b'shtei shanim. The only way that that is possible is if you sold him a field that was ready for ktsira, let's say in Elul, and then he keeps it, and so he gets that first ktsira, 1 crop, keeps it for the next 2 crops until the end of the next, the third Elul, basically. So he's got 3 crops. But if you're going to tell me that year 1 was already counted when Rosh Hashanah came around in that first year, so then there's no possible way to get 3 tefuot. Sheish shanim shebeheved ivri minolan amakra sheish shanim yavod ubashvi'it. So bashvi'it is read together with the sheish shanim, which means in the 7th year, as measured by the world, he will also be doing avodah, because it's still his 6th year. And Sheba Bein v'Sheba Bat, Lamai Yilchata, Omer of Gidol Amarav, Li'inyan Arachin. Inyan Arachin does not support Ra here. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Leprakim de Yotze Dofen. No, it's a reference to the Ben and Bat in our Perek of Yotze Dofen, which means the Bat Esrim and the Ben Esrim, or the Bat Shmona Esre, or the Ben Shmona Esre. And Obaya asked, "Mi paligat? Are you arguing?" Amalei, no. Hu amar chada, ana minachada, arachin and yotze dofen. Velo kogina. As a matter of fact, I mean, it must be that. Hochinami mistab. Because if you're telling me that he's arguing, so then if you're quoting Rav, it's l'inyan arachin, so then mandi omar l'arachin, you're going to tell me, but not for yotze dofen. I thought Rav himself paskins that way by Yotze Dofen. That Ilchatabakula Pirkin me'et le'et. How could you possibly say that Rav was paskining only Legavi Arachin? Okay, so then if that's the case, when you say Arachin, why don't you say Le'yotze Dofen? Because we're talking about a set of things here. What's the common denominator of the set? All of them are Psukim in the Torah. The only one that is not a Psuk in the Torah is Yotze Dofen. So therefore, I say that when it's talking about keves ben shnato, when it's talking about tom shnat memkaro, when it's talking about mispar shnei tvuot, and when it's talking about sheish shanim yavod, then when it's talking about arachim, it talks about chamesh ben chamesh, meaning what? The year of the Olam? No, the year of his birthday. Okay. It makes sense, therefore. It's not referring to things that are only halachas, the rekabal halach lemeshem yisinai, which is a completely different set. So, afaninami dechtiva. Ve'idach, why indeed mention Yotzei Dofen if it doesn't fit the set? I'll tell you why. Because if it's referring to Erechin, you show me where it says ben and bat. It says la zakar v'la nekeva. Never uses the word ben and bat. The only place it uses the word ben and bat is this Mishnah in Yotzei Dofen. Ben Esrim, bat Esrim. So you're telling me that ben and bat, it's got to be a reference to the lashon of a something. The only ben and bat that it's referring to, that I need to know, that it's a chiddush to say that it means miyom leyom, is the Mishnah right here in Yotzei Dofen. So therefore, I say, Hai Sheba Ben Vesheba Bat? You should have said Sheba Zachar Vesheba Keva if you're referring to Arachim Biboyle. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur, She Omer Mishmei, the Rebbe Eliezer. It makes sense, so claims Rebbe Eliezer, that Halacha Lamaisa, we should paskin that there's a nafkamina between the case of the Saris and the other cases. All of the other cases are from day to day, but this case, indeed, is only Shnot Olam. And 30 days in the year continues, defines the entire year, and it's as if you're already a Ben Esrim or Ben Shmona Asre. Reb Zera heard that quote from Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, who claimed that Reb Elazar paskin that way. And he said, "Oh, halavai eskeva isak, I should be zeicha to be eila to Eretz Yisrael. The igmar shlushmaite mi puba demara. I want to hear this directly from Rav Elazar's mouth. Kisalik, when he was zeicha to be eila to Eretz Yisrael, ashkechel Rav Elazar. He met Rav Elazar, and he finally had his chance to ask. Amarle, amarta halacha, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur. Amarle, I never said that." I said, Mistavra Amre. I said that anybody who reads this parak would have concluded that, because since in every other Mishnah, Midakulei Pirkin, it says Yom Echad with the Shir. So Tinok Bat Yud Beit Shana V'Yom Echad, Tinok Ben Yud Beit Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, and this Mishnah doesn't say it. V'Ochalokatani Shemamino Mistavra Kavatei. It makes sense to say what Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur quoted Rav Eliezer. Namely, that only the other Mishnayot that say miyom liyom mean miyom liyom, but anything else is shnot minyan olam. Hadran aloch yotzei dofen.
Minerer fangton behelike perek.
Basimana takton atchalo ba'elyon. What do we do if we have simanim only on the lower body? So we have shtei sarot, but we don't have the siman of bochel on the upper body. Well, we shall see tomorrow at the next exciting episode brought to you at this station, Ben Chomot Yerushalayim. Moshe Bashluka Kamibisha Paga Bochel Vitzama Paga Odatinok and Bochel Elu Yemeina Urea. And Bezu Bezomru Avia Zakabim Tiata Masia Dea Faradidorea But Sama Kimin Shabagra Shuven Lavia Roshupa Ezo Simanim. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer Mishiyala Hakemet Tachat Adat Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishiyatu Adadi Ben Azay Omer Mishiyashkira Pitomet Rabbi Yosef Omer Kidei Shienutin Yado Ala Oket Ushokea Vishoel Achzor Faga Odatinoket Kidechtiv Ateina Chanta Fageha Bochel Elo Yumei Neurim Kidetan Tzaini Mishi Bachelu Mi Omer Abba Barbachon Omer Ab. That means Mishiyal Bin Roshayen Or ibaitema meacha vatikzar nafshi behem vegam nafsham bachaladi tzama k'man yamer yatztam leya vezeo simanim Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer mishiala akemet Omer Shmu lo mishiala akemet mamash ela kedei shetachzir yadea lachoreha v'nireit k'mishiala akemet tachat adat Shmu badak v'amte v'yayv la'arba zuzit v'boshta שמול התאמת יום השבילי עולם והם תעבודו לעבודה נתתי, לא לבושה שמול מייחד להם because of that רב נחמן מחליף להם רב ששת מסר להם לערבי ואמר להם יזדערו מישראל רב יוסי מרמי עוקץ עומר שמול עוקצו של דד תן רבנן אלוהים סימני בגרוד רב אליעזר ברבי צדוק אומר מי שיתקש קשו הדדים רב יוחנן ברוק אומר מי שיחציף ראש אחות מי שיחציף That's pretty old already. So the Iskunula. Elam Ravashi Miyaftsil Rosh Achota. Rabbi Yosemer Mishetakifa Atara. Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishenitma Echakaf. Vekeno Aya Rabbi Shimon Omer Shlosha Simanim Natun Chachamim Baisha Milamata Uch Negdan Milamala Faga Milamala Biyadua Shlaviya Shtei Sarot Bocha Milamala Biyadua Shlaviya Shtei Sarot צומו מלמעלה, וידוע שנתמך הקף. מה קף? אומרו למקום תפוח, יש למעלה מאותו מקום, כיוון שמגדלת, מתמאך והולך. שאלו את רבי, הלכה כדברי מי, שלחנו כדברי כולם להחמיר. ופופה ורבונה בדרוויק אחד מתניה, like we just had, ואחד מתניה חצר צורית, דתנה. אזור חצר שחייבת במעשר, רבי שמעון אומר, חצר הצורית שהכלים נשמרים בתוכה. מהי חצר צורית? אומר רבא ברבא חנה בר יוחנן, שכן בצור, מושיבים שומר על הפתח. על פתח החצר. רבי עקיבא אומר, כל שאחד פותח ואחד נועל, is for sure not going to be מחר. That's פטורה. רבי נחמיה אומר, כל שאין אדם בוש לאכול בתוכה חייבת. רבי יוסי אומר, כל שנכנסים לה ואין אומרים לה, מה אתה מבקש? פטורה. רבי יהודה אומר, שתי חצרות, זו לפני מזו, הפנימית חייבת והחיצונה פטורה. שאלו את רבי, הלך כרבי מי? And this version אמר לו, הוא הלכה כדברי כולן, להחמיר. בת 20 שנה שלו, הביאה שתי שערות, אביה ראיה שהיא בת 20 שנה, והיא אילונית, לא חולצת ולא מתייבמת. Or, תביא ראיה שהיא בת 20 שנה, והיא אילונית, then לא חולצת ולא מתייבמת. אז עושים לגמר. בן 20 שנה שראה לי שתי שערות, יביאו ראיה שהוא בן 20 שנה, והוא שריץ, לא חולץ ולא מייבם. אלו דברי בית הלל. בית שמאי אומרים, זה וזה בן 18. רבי אליעזר אומר, הזכר כדברי בית הלל, והנקבה כדברי בית שמאי, שהאישה ממהרת לבוא לפני האיש. ורמיני יחד לי בן 9 שנים ויום אחד ויחד לי בן 20 שנה שלא הביא שתי שערות both of them ביעתם הסכימה אמר וגדול but it's not that he's potter אומר שוב ברב יצח אמרב הוא שנולדו בו סימני שריס אומר רב well of course דקנה מן המשנה דקטני והוא שריס שמע מנה וכי לא נולדו לו סימני שריס עד כמה תודה רבי חיה עד רוב שנותיו כיות על כמה דרוכיה, ייקח איש אמנו עברוה, איבר אמנו הוא הקשוע. עדיין עצמא נזים לדעת ומחות כחישותה, זה לדעת ומחות בריאותה. אמר רב ילכתה בכל הפרקה מעט לעט, והוא לא אמר, no, in the Mishnah that it says, ויום אחד תנן, then yes, תנן, but the לא תנן, as in our Mishnah, לא תנן. זה בשלם אלו אולה, היינו דקטני אוכל יום אחד ואוכל לא קטני יום אחד, אלו לרב ליטנה. And furthermore, תני רבי יוסי בן קיפר אומר משום רבי אליעזר, שנת 20 שיוצא ממנו 30 יום, is כשנת 20 לכל דבריה, וכן הורה רבי בלוד, שנת 18 שיוצא ממנו 30 יום, הרי כשנת 18 לכל דבריה. Now, as far as the problem, of the contradiction in Pesach of Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, that's not a problem at all. Okay, Beit Shammai, okay, Beit Hillel. But, according to Rav, we've got a problem, because he says it's dependent on your birthday. Says Rav, it is indeed. But this is a machloket Tanaim. And my Tana is in this bright of the Tana. Shana Amura Bekodashim, Shana Amura Bebote Yorei Choma, Shtei Shalim Shebestei Achuza, Shei Shalim Shebenem Ve'ivri, Vechen Deshanim Bai Benem Bebat, Kulam Me'et La'et. Shana Amura Bekodashim, In Olam Revach Ve'yagav Amakro, Keves Ben Shinato, Shinato Shalo, Lo Shana, Shominyan Olam. Shana Amura Bebote Yorei Choma, In Olam Amakro Atom Shad Mimkaro, Mimkaro Shalo, Lo Shinato, Shominyan Olam. שתי שנים שבשתי אחוז המנהלן, אמר קרב במספר שני תבועות, היא מוכר לך, אמר ודאי תלונת פעמים שאתה מוכר שלושה תבועות בשתי שנים, שש שנים שבעבד עברי מנהלן, אמר קרב שש שנים יעבוד, ובשביעית, ובשבינם יעבוד שבבן ושבבת בו למה יוחדה אומר רב גדל אמר רב לעניין הערכים רב יוסר על הפרקת יוצי דופן אמר לה בא מפליגת אמר לה לא הוא אמר חדה אנא מן החדה לא פגינה ואוכי נמי מסתבר ואיסה כדאי פליגי מנדי אמר לערכים לא אמר לה יוצי דופן ואומר רב יוחדה בכל הפרקת מיד לית אלא מנדי אמר לערכים מה איתם לא אמר לה יוצי דופן דומיד הענך, מה הענך כדכתיבן? אף הענך נמי דכתיבן. And that's only ערך, and not יוצא דופן. ואידע החי שבבן ושבבן, שבזכר ושבנקבה מי בו אלה. עומר וזבר לך מן יום הרבי אלעזר, הלוך הקרב יוסי בן קיפר, שיומר משום רב אליעזר, לשלוש יום בשנה, איץ קצירת משנת עשרים לכל דבריה. עומר רבי זר, הלוואי, אסקבי סק ואגמר לשמעתה מפה מדמור כי סולק אשכחי לרב אלעזר אמר לי אמרת הלוך הקרב יוסף בן קיפר אמר לי no I just said it's מסתברא אמרי מנקול הפרקן תוני יום אחד והחלוק התוני שמאמין על מסתברא קוותי הלוך הלוך יוצא דופן